Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
He must be crazy. I mean, that's terrible to do something like that.
Gentlemen are recognized.
Finally, if anybody wants to know where cynicism is that there's one.
I have the floor, President Pro Tem. I don't want to hear you anymore.
911, state your emergency.
There's some cops. There's some guys.
Are you gay?
What's a gay what?
You blow it!
Famous Phil Henry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take you on a nightly trip through the looking glass of this marvelous world called talk radio. Researchers reveal that men want sex until they die. Women, they don't want sex until they die. That's the research, I'm telling you. New York may ban restaurants from using salt. This is all real, what we call real facts, you know? 877-876-PHIL, a good evening and welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, known internationally and galactically. And we're on the internet at philhenryshow.com. All you have to do is go over there. You can log on using your backstage pass, and you can watch a video of the show tonight. You know, we always say it takes you a couple of weeks to figure this show out. However, if you get a backstage pass and you're actually watching us doing our video cast, it doesn't take you, it takes you 5 seconds to figure the show out. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. The very compelling story from this 7-year-old boy in Norwalk, California. Norwalk, California is down the Long Beach Freeway. It's kind of heading south out of the major city of Los Angeles proper. It's on the way, roughly on the way down towards San Pedro, Long Beach. It's a working-class town. It is a part of a sprawl that began after World War II when Lakewood was developed. Norwalk, Downey, and the city of Los Angeles became the sprawling megalopolis that it is today. In the city of Norwalk today, a 7-year-old boy called 911 while armed robbers were threatening his mother and his father. And the boy, who is identified only as Carlos because he is a child and he deserves a little bit of anonymity, told reporters today that he remained calm during the ordeal because his mother used to make him practice dialing 911 in case of emergencies. We're going to have Robert Green on from Fraser Foods to talk about this case and his interest in this boy. Here is Carlos calling 911 to report gunmen have broken into his home.
911, state your emergency.
There's some cops. There's some guys. They're going to kill my mom and dad. Can you come?
What happened? Where are you at?
Norwalk, California.
Okay, what's your name, lady? What's your name?
Carlos.
Carlos?
Yeah.
How old are you, Carlos?
Can you come really fast? Please,
can you tell me what happened?
They ring the door and they have guns to shoot my mom and dad.
Right now?
Yeah. Can you come really fast? Bring some cops.
Okay, listen to me. I have them coming.
None of them.
Listen to me. I have them coming, hon. Listen, okay? Listen to me. Take a deep breath. I already have the police coming.
I'm ready.
Listen, hon. How old are you?
7 years old.
Okay.
Alright, this was a home invasion as you might imagine. The following clip from this tape, it's very chilling. You should know that the kids were not hurt. No one was hurt. The gunman fled, but they do break into the bathroom where Carlos is hiding with his sister.
Yes, stay on the line with me. Don't hang up. Listen to me. We're coming to help you, but listen to me, okay?
Okay.
When you were in the house, tell me exactly what happened, okay? Just stay where you are and don't hang up, whatever you do.
Okay. They bring the guy. They have a...
Hey, we need to get the dad. We have a home invasion. And he's saying that they shot the mom and the dad, and the 7-year-old was screaming 911 in the phone. Yes, but they just broke into the bathroom and took the kids.
So there you hear. You hear the dispatcher. You heard Carlos. The assailants invaded the home. They held his parents at gunpoint while he and his 6-year-old sister were in the locked bathroom. He begged the dispatcher, as you could hear him, please tell the police to come. The assailants left without taking anything once they realized the boy had called 911. Apparently, they asked him, who are you on the phone with? He said, I'm on with 911, and that's when they fled. On the line with me is Robert Green from Fraser Foods. What a story, Bob, huh?
Well, I think it's a story, especially if you're a parent or you're an uncle or anyone that has children in your care. It's just one of those stories you can't forget, Bill.
Now, Bob, I know you have a particular interest in this story because I know that you, your stores, Fraser Foods, are throughout the Southwest. You have one store in the L.A. area, and you've got another one?
We do have a planned opening, Phil, for tomorrow, a store of ours in the Downey area. And to that end, we were hopeful that Carlos would join us for the opening of this store in Downey. I have not heard back from him or from any of the principals there. What we were hoping for is that Carlos would join us and cut the ribbon for our Downey store. I understand that there are a lot of people today, Phil.
You wanted Carlos to come down to the store tomorrow?
Yeah, but there are an awful lot of people, obviously, today that you know, have interest in him. There are a lot of people that, I guess, want to have him on TV and interview him. I understand that. And there are a lot of people that that want his attention. I'm a businessman. I don't have the pull, I guess, of a TV station. I don't have the glamour of a movie. I'm just a businessman who wanted a little bit of help from a young man who had gained some notoriety today, but I'm given to understand that isn't going to happen. And so you move on.
You were asking that this boy, Carlos, the 7-year-old, come to the Downey store tomorrow to cut a ribbon.
Right. We're having an opening. This is the second Southern California store. We've got some 27 stores in the Southwest and the Southeast. And I was hopeful that this boy would come to our Downey store, cut the ribbon, wave, take some photographs.
And Bob, I can well imagine your interest in this boy is what exactly?
I think it should be a little bit obvious. The boy helped save his family's life. Grocery shopping is about families. The grocery experience, the shopping experience, keeping your family well-stocked and well-fed, is what family life is all about on some level. And to have a boy there who helped save his family from, I can only imagine what, cutting the ribbon and taking some photographs with us, I thought spoke very well to the family nature of Fraser Foods. But, again, he apparently has not seen fit or has not, I guess, been taught that you at least return a phone call and that you are a polite. I'm a little disappointed.
Well, you said to me before we went on the air, you said that this boy has been helpful to a lot of people except a businessman in Buena Park. That you're referring to yourself.
Well, I don't want this to be about me. I'm noticing that the boy has been talking to all kinds of media and all kinds of people about the phone call that he made to 911 to save his parents. And to be honest with you, we don't have any information yet as to why there was a home invasion there. I hope it had nothing to do, and I'm confident it had nothing to do with anything that his mother and father were doing illegally. I'm very confident that that's the case. I don't know what really will come out, but I would hope that he would instead devote a little time to a businessman who hasn't broken the law. But apparently that's not in the cards. He doesn't feel like calling me back.
Well, you're talking about this boy, Carlos, as if he's making these decisions, you know.
Well, I think at some point he's going to be the one that makes the call. I know he's only 7 years old, but you can't get a child to do something he doesn't want to do. So who's ever fielding his phone calls and who's ever answering his phone right now and taking messages for him, apparently they haven't presented it in a way that I think I would present it, which is, would you like to go to a grocery store and cut a ribbon? That's it.
Well, you also want to use them for photographs. I don't want to get into an argument.
I think you're characterizing this the wrong way, Phil.
No, I know. I don't mean to. It may sound to him.
You're characterizing it like I'm going to use this boy to promote my store. Yes, I want him to be at the store opening. But I can assure you I'm going to have a little bit more respect for him than a home invasion robber. I'm going to have a little more respect for him than perhaps a parent that was involved in something illegal.
We don't want to leave this impression in people's minds that his parents were doing anything illegal. We don't know that.
Let me just jump into something here, Phil. Eric Massa, this congressman, touched a variety of men and was involved in some kind of illicit sexual contact, and yet, at the end of the day, he's going to have a book deal and he's going to have a radio talk show. Harry Smith this morning, I turned the television on to CBS, and Harry Smith was getting a colonoscopy on television at an hour when most people are eating their breakfast. For some reason, Harry Smith and Eric Massa get a pass. People reward them for acts that I think you and I would agree are tasteless.
Well, in the case of Harry Smith, that's an educational thing.
Well, it was during the breakfast hour. There's no way anyone's going to argue to me that that was somehow tasteful. That was as tasteless as it gets. And yet he's rewarded with a very lucrative job. I did nothing to offend anybody. I invited this boy who saved his family's life with the 911 call to help us open one of our stores. And I haven't even been given the courtesy of a return phone call. I have ordered flyers. We had some T-shirts made. We didn't go into a lot of expense.
You're feeling disrespected.
I am feeling disrespected.
It sounds to me like you're feeling as if this boy, Carlos, who is a 7-year-old boy, let's remember, you know, how old he is.
Well, you can say 7 years old, but I can tell you that once you expose any human being, no matter what the age, to the media glare, they grow up very fast, and they know which side of the bread the butter's on. And I can tell that this kid is already getting a big head.
At the age of 7? I mean, what we had today, Bob, was a little boy who had called 911 basically to save the life of his family.
Which is one of the most admirable things that anybody could do. But as the day progressed and he got more media interest, this little 7-year-old boy, as you call him, started to get a bigger and bigger head about this. Until now, he doesn't have the common decency to return a phone call from a businessman like myself.
All right, Bob, we're going to take a break. I want to get back to what you're talking about, because Bob and I have talked a lot about employment issues, about advertising issues. We're talking about Carlos, the 7-year-old from Norwalk, California, who called 911 and saved his parents. Bob is interested in having the boy cut a ribbon at a new store tomorrow, but he hasn't gotten a call back. You're tying this in with the fact that Eric Massa is going to have a book and a talk show, and Harry Smith, even though he had the colonoscopy.
Well, what I'm saying is those are two guys that have been engaged in tasteless, vile, I may say vile, actions, and yet they are allowed to go on and make their money.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Robert Green from Fraser Foods. This little boy, Carlos, he's been through a very traumatic event today, but obviously he's been doing a lot of interviews, a lot of press, and he's got a call here from Bob to cut a ribbon at his grocery store tomorrow. Should he? Should he at least return the phone call and tell Mr. Green that he can make it or not, or who to speak to? Bob Green feels the kid's already getting a big head. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I don't think I rolled that out the way I wanted to.
It's fine.
Phil Hendry.
There's no need for an 8-year-old child to learn how to fire a machine gun unless he's living in Somalia. In which case, you know, line him up, man. The shooting reigns open in Massachusetts. Phil. Don't forget to visit us online at philhenryshow.com. This is the little boy, Carlos, as he called 911 on Tuesday as a home invasion was taking place in his home, and his quick thinking and his phone calls saved the lives most likely of his parents and of himself and his sister.
911, state your emergency.
There's some car. There's some guys. They're going to kill my mom and dad.
So you can hear that. I don't want to play the whole thing, Bob, again. It's extremely traumatic, but it... That's a tough little boy, and I know that you are interested in having him cut the ribbon at your store.
Well, let me say, Phil, I've heard the tape several times. I think it's a great example of that boy's courage. I think when you play it a lot, though, you leave the impression that somehow there are other people that haven't been hurt.
Well, what do you mean other people that haven't been hurt? This boy saved his parents' lives.
Business people such as myself who wanted to get in on a little bit of, you know, as we say in the business, the sunshine. There's a little bit of sunshine going on with this kid. And I asked him if he wanted to cut there. I said, would you pass on the message? Do you want to cut a ribbon?
And what were you planning on giving this boy a gratuity of some kind?
We had some Game Boys, some of the new Game Boys, but I was told that he's going to go on Bill O'Reilly. This is what I mean. I think that this boy, Phil... Between yesterday, when he stared into, literally, into the abyss, this child stared into the abyss yesterday, and today, he's weighing offers with Bill O'Reilly and Larry King. And I, you know, I'm not getting a call back. That's what I find rude.
Well, all right, so you're taking this now to the level where the kid is being rude with you. 877-876-PHIL, and I don't know what to think about that. Let me go over to Angela in Louisville, Kentucky. Angela, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Green. Go ahead, please.
I just want to say I think this attitude that a seven-year-old traumatized child owes you anything is disgusting. It makes me sick. This kid was traumatized by home invasion, further traumatized by the media. He's seven, for heaven's sake. He owes you, and for that matter, nobody else. He owes anybody anything.
Well, I don't want it to seem, Phil... Look, I'm not saying that the kid owes me, but if
that is the impression that you give. You feel disrespected by a seven-year-old traumatized child.
That's what you said, Bob.
Well, no, but I would ask the lady to consider, don't you think that if the kid is not returning my phone calls, he started to get a fat head about this?
And all absolutely of a sudden, not. If it was my seven-year-old kid and he was on a radio saying this, it would just be straight up ugly. This is ridiculous that you go after a seven-year-old child and his family like this. And there's
I'm not
no
going
other
after
media.
Anybody, ma'am.
Sure
I'm not
you
going
are.
After
there's no
anybody.
Other media
I'm...
anywhere that said anything about the parents doing something illegal. I've only heard that from you.
I know. I think that's a bad inference, Mr. Green. I think that and Angela's right. That you're inferring something here that hasn't been established.
Wait a minute. A home invasion in a working-class neighborhood of Americans, not immigrants, Americans. You don't think that there was something that the father was doing?
I'm not going to speculate. This. Why
sure
would we
you
even
are.
Do that?
Just by saying that is speculation. I think that Phil, she thinks you're me. Because they won't let that child, or they won't push that child to come do you a favor.
I'm simply saying that I think I would be a better influence on the boy cutting a ribbon at a grocery store.
You have no claim to this boy. This boy has nothing to do with your life. You have no claim to this child?
I understand, but you didn't hear. I had T-shirts made. I had coffee mugs made. So I'm out about $5,000 in merchandise with his name on the
line. Because you made a stupid financial decision.
Coffee mugs with the kid's name on it.
All I'm saying is she said that I haven't sacrificed anything. I've got T-shirts that are going, you might as well use them to wipe with because the kid's not going to come out. Now, at what point am I allowed to say this? At what point am I allowed to say, I hoped he would come out and cut a ribbon instead of going to New York and kissing O'Reilly up one side, down the next.
You don't even make
we
any
don't know
sense.
That,
you should
we
have
don't know that he's,
merchandise made up. Without somebody
not?
Saying yes,
yeah.
the child would be there. You're just
you're
to
telling
make
me
money
that this kid,
child.
I'm opening a store about a block or about a mile north of where he lives. Bill O'Reilly is in New York.
Wait a minute. Do you know that he's going to go to do the O'Reilly show? Do you know that he's doing any of these things? You're making assumptions that the kid is snubbing you. Because
the kid is snubbing me because he's got a little bit of a fat head. It's natural. It's normal. I understand that. But I think these fat-headed kids can't get away with this.
All right, we'll be back with Robert Greene, Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Right, Rob?
Yeah, whatever.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Robert Greene from Fraser Foods. They're located in Buena Park. They're opening a store in Downey. It's about a mile north of the city of Norwalk, where this drama, this life and death drama played out yesterday. Bob, you have the store opening. You wanted the little boy to cut the ribbon. Unfortunately, he's not going to be cutting the ribbon. And you are, I'm trying to understand. I mean, you're saying...
Well, there isn't a whole lot to understand.
Well, you're saying that somehow this child, a 7-year-old boy, because he hasn't returned phone calls, is getting a fat head.
Well, you know that Larry King and Bill O'Reilly and the rest of them have been dangling offers. You know that all of a sudden now this child knows that he's in demand. And the only thing that I'm saying is...
How does a 7-year-old child know that he's in demand?
You're telling me the children don't understand when everybody's paying attention to them and patting them on the head and telling them how great they are? And so what chance does a businessman like myself have? All I want was for the kid to come out and take some pictures. But instead he's going to go with the big offers. I know the boy saved his parents' lives, and I'm glad that he did. But in the process, it's almost as if business people like myself, it's almost as if he cut me with a knife, you know, as if I'm bleeding. And
you know, this is imagery that is way over the top. You know,
no, I don't think it is.
Yeah, it's totally over the top. I mean, if you are having a grocery store opening, and this boy can't make it out to the grocery store opening because of any number of things that had nothing to do with being on the Bill O'Reilly or Larry King show, or Oprah Winfrey for that matter, then I think you have to realize that that's a possibility. But to say that you're being targeted...
Well, I can tell you what's happened the last 24 hours. This guy, Eric Massa, who has been touching men and groping men and had sex with men and claims he isn't gay and is making up all these stories, and now he is going to have a book. And he's going to have a radio talk show. Harry Smith, who had his colon looked at.
All right, you've already brought up Harry Smith. What's so wrong about that? You know?
That is a violation of every American home, having Harry Smith on television in the morning with a tube all the way up, you know? And yet I can't get this...
Bob,
you know, I'm going to say the word. I can't get a brat. And excuse me for saying that.
That's completely... What if this child is listening?
I doubt seriously if he's listening or not, Phil.
What if that boy is listening?
I doubt seriously that he's listening, Phil. They probably got him in bed early for a flight to New York.
I don't want to hear that word again.
All right, I won't use the word, but how are you going to protect me from having a bank account drained because of this kid?
The kid is not draining your bank account. You're the one that printed up the T-shirts. Let's go to Jenny. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Jenny, you're on the air with Robert Greene. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Phil, cut the guy off. He is despicable, deplorable, and any other words that I can think of that mean not a nice guy. He's really does not a very good
I would love to hear from
place
some
forward.
I'd love to hear from some business people instead of housewives.
I am a businesswoman. I know it, some people don't believe that if you have a uterus, you can run a business. But I do run a business.
Well,
and
Then you understand that promotion in a recession is very important.
If you'll let me finish a sentence, sir, I didn't interrupt you. In my opinion,
I'm saying that business in a recession is very important, and if this kid got a fat head on you.
Let the lady finish, please.
To call this child names to insinuate that his family is doing, is involved or engaged in any way, shape, or form in illegal activity. To allude to the fact that this is a fat-headed kid, it would be like me saying, you know, Bob, who runs Fraser Foods, isn't he that pedophile guy? I don't know, Bob.
And what evidence do you have of that? What evidence do you have? What evidence do you have of that? What evidence would you have of that? I have evidence that the kid's got a fat head.
Do you
have evidence the kid?
No, you don't.
I've got evidence that the child is getting a big fat head on it.
Guess why? Because
when my children were 7 years old, they were not allowed to use the phone without me being present. Maybe his parents don't allow him to call some businessman named Bob from Fraser Foods. But what I will tell you, sir,
that doesn't make any sense. You know what? It's a good thing that nobody home invaded you because you'd be dead today. Your kid wouldn't have used the phone.
You know, here's
your kid would have said, "Well, my mom won't let me go to the phone," so you get shotgunned in your hallway.
All right. Go ahead. Bob,
Phil, this has upset me so bad that I will, in the morning,
Jen,
call all of my family in California, because the best way I know to fight this is in the pocketbook, and tell them, please, never shop at anything that has Fraser Food stamped on it. Please,
Hold on for just a minute. That is bigotry. That's bigotry. And
you know
I
what? This is America.
Racial.
This is
you're
America.
Being racial.
And I have
how's she being
right
racial?
I don't know what color
you don't want to
polka dot. As far as I know, I don't know what color
you happen
are.
I happen to be black.
No, you are not. You're white. Why did you lie about
what
that?
Color you are,
I thought I'd say I was black to see if she'd buy it.
It doesn't matter,
Bob,
what
you know,
color you are to me. You've spoken ill of a family and a child that you don't even know, and that is despicable and deplorable.
Well, then why won't the kid call me back? Why would
I don't
call
know,
me back?
And I don't personally care.
Because
you know,
he can't get his hat on anymore.
You know what? I don't know that. I have no idea why he won't call you back.
You know that little boy I saw on TV. His
to assume.
Can't get the hat on.
Why should he call you back? You're nothing to him. You don't know these.
It's an opportunity for him to be a nip. You know, I was going to get my Game Boy.
For you to exploit a 7-year-old child. That's called
exploitation. I only have one question. What makes you think I'd let your relatives into my store? See, that's a question that you didn't anticipate, did you?
You know what, Bob? You're doing now, Bob?
What makes this lady think that I would let any of her relatives into my store, let alone touch the produce?
So what is your point about saying that, Bob? Because you want to insult her?
I asked her, don't
he
you
likes
think
to
the
insult
head?
People.
No,
I guess he likes to insult people he doesn't know.
No, ma'am. I
don't
asked
know
you
him
a question
from Adam
that you Gatt. Won't answer. I asked you a question
what
you won't
question?
Answer. I asked you once, don't you think the kid's head is getting fat?
I don't know.
And she answered it.
I do not assume things about people I do not know. That's called
ma'am,
an assumption.
I don't know why you want me to take advice from a daycare owner. Because
I don't run a daycare. I don't run a daycare.
Well, what is it with you, Bob, and the insults that are coming now?
Because I've been insulted. Because I have been taken advantage of. Because a little tiny kid whose head is starting to outgrow his Houston Astro hat.
This child doesn't know you from Adam, doesn't know from Larry King or Bill O'Reilly, was doing what his mother taught him to do. The adults are proud of him. The country is looking upon him as a good young boy. And you have chosen to call this baby names because he won't cut a ribbon at your store.
No, I didn't call him a name. I said the people handling him are brats. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you didn't say that. All right, listen, Jenny, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We'll go over to Diane in Marin. Diane, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I think in this situation, the only person with a big head or a fat head or whatever he wants to say is Bob. And being in marketing myself, I can tell you, you are doing... untold damage to your opening for tomorrow, because if I lived in that area, the last place I would show up is there, unless I were there with a picket sign. You are the most absurd, self-serving person I've ever heard in my life.
You've got a family to feed. You've got a family to feed, and we've got ears of corn at a price you can't resist.
You know, I can't even believe that this is an interview. I think you're crazy and you need to be checked in.
Bob, I want to ask you a question. Did you think you were going to come on the show and say these things about a child?
Oh, you people are making this sound like I'm some kind of a child molester. I'm a businessman, and I put a call into a kid who can't even pick the phone up and call me back. He called 911. Maybe if my phone number was only three digits. Oh, yeah, she hung up. You know why? Because truth is, it's a painful thing. And when you're running your own business, and you've got someone who won't call you back, it gets painful. Let me tell you what, you can't sit down for a long time. And I'm not going to take business about...
Bob, you're telling me, on the one hand, that you really are admiring this kid. You told me at the beginning you admired what this boy did. On the other hand, however, this kid's walking around with a fat head because he won't call you back to cut a ribbon at your store opening.
And that wasn't it. I mentioned the T-shirts, I mentioned the coffee mugs, and I mentioned Harry Smith getting the colonoscopy. And
the Harry Smith colonoscopy doesn't make any sense. Just because you think that looks weird on TV...
He's getting rewarded for that. I'm being called a pedophile. Wow. You talk about injustice.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here from Tina. Tina, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, ma'am.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if this person you have on here is an actual human being, or is he somebody that y'all have made up and put on this show to...
Sometimes I wonder. Did I make you up, Bob?
Now, let me tell you something, Mr. Hendry. I'm a successful businessman of 35 years. If you made me up, then that would mean you know something about business. And with all due respect, I don't think you do.
Did anyone make you up? Disgusting human.
Who made you up?
I've ever tried to listen to. Why would a 7-year-old child that has been traumatized be sitting around concerned about your grocery store being opened? Why are you stupid enough to go out and spend your money you're complaining about on making T-shirts and coffee cups when you haven't even talked to this child's parents?
Because I thought it was a slam dunk. What kid doesn't want to cut a ribbon? What kind of fool would you be thinking? That the child would come out and cut a ribbon at a grocery store that would take 5 seconds. That's what I was thinking. The child is seven years old.
He probably don't even know what a cutting a ribbon is at a grocery store, you idiot.
It's a very quick decision, ma'am. All he has to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. And what I think happened is O'Reilly got to him, and this Glenn Hannity got to him.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
Okay, a seven-year-old child is supposed to make a quick decision for you. He doesn't know you.
Hey, look,
the child's been terrified that his family was being murdered, and you're concerned about your grocery store ribbon being
cut. I understand, but that's all over now. His family's not being threatened now. I simply put a call in to Carlos. I didn't know who answered the phone. I said, "Will you have the kid call me?" And they said, "Yeah." Now, what I think happened is this guy, Glenn Hannity, got to him, and they're keeping him under wraps.
You mean Sean Hannity?
7 years old, he probably needs to be kept under wraps, you idiot.
Oh, sure, keep him under wraps so they can fly him to New York
when I need him to cut a ribbon. That's none of your business
what
his
business.
Parents choose for him to be flown to or not. That's not your concern.
Well, then I'd like to know who's buttering this kid's parents' bread. Is it Ben Hannity? It's none of your business.
I think it is my business.
Why is it your business?
It's my business because, number one, Eric Massa was groping people, and he gets his own talk show. Harry Smith.
Well, look at you. You're an idiot on a talk show.
What's that?
Look at you. You're an idiot on a talk show. I can't believe you're even allowed to be speaking.
Let me ask you a question, ma'am. How come a man can have a tube run up his you-know-what on morning television and make the money that Harry Smith makes?
I don't understand. He's over seven years old, and he can make that decision for himself.
Okay, and so I make a decision to have some punk kid cut a ribbon.
What's the punk kid
I'm
stuff?
Sorry. You are,
what are you calling him that for?
Disgusting human
being.
I think you're a punk. You're an adult.
You think
punk.
I'm a pock? What's a pock?
A punk. You understand, Bob? Because you can't seem to differentiate between an adult and a child. This child didn't make any decision, even if he was going to go on the Glenn Hannity show or
he's
whoever it is you're talking about.
He is a 7-year-old child is not capable of making, as you say, a quick pop decision.
Ma'am, if you saw this boy on TV today, he had on a baseball cap and his ears had folded down. Now, that to me is someone who's wearing that gangster look like you think he all bad now.
You're a fool.
Are you out of your mind?
You know what? The more you say, the more of an ass you make yourself out to be.
Ma'am, no, really? Is that why I'm a millionaire?
I'm like the lady that called before me. I had never been more disgusted in my life, and I hope that
you'd go out with me this Friday night. You'd go out with me Friday night if you knew the kind of money I've got. So I think that what we're talking about here...
What did you say?
If you knew how much money I have, you'd consider...
If you have Mr. so Green, much money that you're bragging about, why are you complaining about spending money on coffee cups and T-shirts?
I've got money today because I don't let some kid screw me out of every nickel.
That's what you're complaining about, it that you on your own idiot gumption went out and spent money on T-shirts and cups when a 7-year-old child, you haven't even talked to his parents.
First of all, ma'am, you don't know that the kid was traumatized. He might have thought it was one big video game. That's number one. Number two, we're running a special in our store for a dozen eggs, $2.99.
I hope you don't sell one of them because you're an idiot.
If you were here, you'd buy them. You'd not only buy the eggs, you'd come over to me and say, Bob, what time's the pool party?
Are you joking?
You know something, man? Thank very much for your call. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
I'm a what?
An ass. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk to Robert Green. You know, this little boy, Carlos, a 7-year-old child, saved his family's life. Mr. Green is upset that the kid isn't returning his phone calls. He wants him to come up and cut a ribbon at a grocery store. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Here comes the rain!
There's no need for an 8-year-old child to learn how to fire a machine gun, unless he's living in Somalia, in which case, you know, line him up, man. The shooting range's open in Massachusetts.
And you think I have bad taste.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. So you contacted Corey Haim's people.
Before we found out about Mr. Haim, and we said that we would be happy to have him at the ribbon cutting, and of course, what happened happened. So I'm in a little bit of a jam. And there isn't a businessman out there that doesn't recognize that these things happen. I was thinking on my feet. I think I was doing...
You had asked Corey Haim to come out and cut the ribbon at your grocery store.
We had contemplated that. I don't know why that is such a... You know, and when we found out today that there was no way he could cut a ribbon, that's when I thought, hey, this is a good idea. And what am I getting? What I'm getting is not good thinking, Bob. I've been called an idiot. I've been called a fairy. I've been called a, you know, little Mary Jane. I've been called a fruit by everybody.
I don't remember anybody calling you any of that stuff. I've heard people question your intelligence, not necessarily your orientation. 877-876-PHIL. Susan in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Go ahead, Susan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Smith. Green, rather.
Thank you. This gentleman that you have on the show should become a friend of this child. And take him to therapy with him, I think. They both need therapy, probably because the gentleman on the phone has needed therapy for a long time, and the child, now traumatized, needs therapy himself because of the trauma he's been through.
So I think the gentleman...
Ma'am, I'll do anything that you suggest. If the kid can do the ribbon cutting, I'll do anything.
He doesn't owe you anything, dear. He does.
Well, then why am I going to... Why would I want to take him to therapy?
...this child, like the lady before you said, and I believe you need therapy. So
I think
do the humane thing
young boy
and take the child to therapy with you.
I got no
reason
to.
Because I believe you need
That's
therapy,
the
sir. So,
I have no reason to. If the kid would do the ribbon cutting, I'd have a reason to take him to therapy.
He doesn't do the ribbon cutting for you, dear. He
then why would I
want
to take him to therapy? Why do I want to take him to therapy?
Because you need therapy, hon.
I need it?
Therapy.
Then why am I taking the kid with me?
If you're 35 years old like you think you are, which I don't think you are,
I should
get some therapy because, hon, there's a lot of life out there to live, and you might want to think twice about
the
decisions you're making in your life and get some therapy.
And
that's all I have to say, so I'll hang up now, and I'll listen to the rest
of
this on the show and on the air. Thank you for having my call.
Thank
you very much.
Goodbye. Bye.
What are you doing?
Just messing with her.
877-876-PHIL. She says that you need therapy, okay? And, you know...
Yeah, I got that.
All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show next hour. And
what happened to the call?
We're all done with you, man.
Oh, so I'm twisted in the breeze waiting for a kid to cut a ribbon while he...
In any event, we'll be back next hour on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Dr. Roy Tarner.
Phil Henry. Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com.